W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming
ABC
on the
News.
Civic Media
I'm Justin
app.
Finch. Death and destruction in the South. A swirling twister that touched down in Perryton, a community in the Texas Panhandle. At least three dead, some 200 homes destroyed, damage widespread.
Everything was covered to a point I couldn't even get to the fire station.
Fire Chief Paul Dutcher, and 1,000 miles away in Pensacola Beach, Florida, another tornado killed one person. Pope Francis released from a Rome hospital this morning after more than a week. The 86-year-old pontiff had intestinal surgery and a hernia repair and is said to be looking forward to holding Sunday's noontime prayer overlooking St. Peter's Square. The smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to drift across the U.S. Yesterday, states including Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of Illinois saw clouds of smoke affecting air quality. This is ABC News. Now facing expanded charges, the low-level National Guardsman accused of leaking U.S. defense secrets online. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira, awaiting a new court date, indicted Thursday by a federal grand jury. Prosecutors say the man charged with the 2017 murders of two teen girls in Delphi, Indiana, has admitted his guilt. Richard Allen's lawyers blamed the confession on his mental state, asking he be transferred to a different prison. More from ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Prosecutors did not elaborate on the details of Allen's confession. As to whether or not he'll be moved to a different facility, the judge's decision is expected soon. The trial is set for January.
Demolition is done on the collapsed section of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. Construction crews now starting to backfill the gap in the roadway so they can pave it over, allowing six lanes of traffic during the final phase of the project, building a new permanent bridge. Justin Finch, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A construction worker was critically injured at Lambeau Field yesterday. The incident happened on the north end of the stadium where there is work being done on the new scoreboard. The man was extricated by firefighters and attended to by first responders before being taken to the hospital. The community skate park has reopened in Ashwaubenon. It's been 14 months in the making, but the Green Bay Action Sports Organization says the facility was worth the wait. GBASO Executive Director Shane Stout says having to leave their old location on Ashland Avenue after almost a decade was a blessing in disguise. Stout says the new park on Holmgren Way is one of the largest in the Midwest. He says it would not have been possible without fundraising cooperation from the community. In local sports, the two-time defending champ Denmark Vikings kept their three-peat hopes alive with a come-from-behind victory over Jefferson at Fox City Stadium. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media,
608-819-8255. Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO.
That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour.
This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO.
608-949-8989.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. That's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And we were talking before break, continuing the conversation that started on yesterday. And I think an absolutely valuable conversation that I think every American, needs to look at themselves in the mirror, no matter what side of the equation you are on. And ask yourself why you feel the way you feel about your fellow countrymen. It is critically important that when you look at somebody, and because they're either Democrat or Republican, you detest that person based on something as frivolous as their liberal and I'm a conservative. Let's go to the phone lines, and Judy from Franklin. Good morning to you, Judy. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. So I totally agree with everything you guys have been talking about today. And then your last topic, I think you kind of brought up the media and how they kind of, they kind of start the argument or the fight or the disruption in society. But I also think, would you guys consider yourself media?
Sure. I mean, media is, I guess, anything you read or listen to. So, like I said, my hope was that Earl and I could be those counselors, more like the counselors than the fomenters. But, who knows?
I think it's my examples, I was just thinking back to a couple of days ago. I think we were talking about Trump and everything. And Earl, you said, none of the Trump callers are calling in and they're cowards. So I don't know. Is that divisive?
Well, so let me say that when you hear people who clearly are willing to support a person, who, when you read some of the things that he's accused of, and, nuclear weapons and nuclear attacks with our nation against another nation, information that exposes, people who are special agents for our nation in different nations doing different things, and there's one guy who decides that those things aren't very important, and yet there are people who won't even accept the fact that having done those things, endangering the lives of other people, that they don't respond. They can't say
Well, but I think what Julie is saying is, like, were those words themselves divisive? And maybe they were, but I mean, but, yeah, but
I would,
you know,
venture to say yes, they were.
Yeah, but part of I guess media, at least our media, is to be provocative enough to provoke the people to call and to create the discussion. So and I guess being provocative sometimes can feel aggressive or negative, but. But one of the problems we have, Julie, is coaxing people into the discussion that might create the moderation about viewing one another, and that's an art form that maybe we haven't well developed.
And Sandy, and this conversation is a prime example.
Yeah.
Okay. The conversation that we're talking about right now is why so many people, dislike one another in this country. And what is it based on? It's not based on the fact that that American did something to hurt the other side. It is because they don't believe what I believe.
Yeah. Julie's, I think, you seem to be very thoughtful every time you call in. And I wonder, what do you think is a solution to the issue of solving the distrust between, because
somebody, you know, being a Republican
or people of color and people who aren't, the people who fear affirmative action or think it exists, and the things you've talked about various times. But how do we bridge that gap so that we get people feeling at least like they can trust one another, that we're both on the same page as Americans trying to improve the place? How do we get there?
Well, I mean, I wish I had that answer, because I could write a book and make everything fix everything. I think the, at least my opinion is, we all have to, you guys said it too, we all have to start thinking for ourselves and make decisions based on facts and not just assuming that a headline you read on a news from, looking at your phone and a news headline pops up, that it has anything to do with the actual story that that it's supposedly talking about. I don't know if you've ever, gone through. You could go through 10 headlines of news, different news outlets. And when you start to read the story, it really has nothing to do with the headline.
No, you're right. I mean, my view is our media has decided that that its quest is to get clicks, essentially, talk you into reading the ad that's embedded in the middle of the text of the story that has the headline. That the headline really grabs you, but when you read the story, it's like, wait a minute. This story doesn't really support that headline. I mean, it's not the disaster that the story doesn't describe, the disaster that the headline describes.
So I have to say this, and Sandy and I, I'm so glad to have Sandy as a friend, but also as a co-host on this show, because we're willing to have a dialogue and a conversation that most people may not be willing to have over the airways. And I can clearly tell you, as a black man, when you see things like, and who's lived long enough, when you see things like what has happened with Robin Voss and the Republicans to do everything within their power to help damage the city of Milwaukee and to take away the rights of people who live in this city, and which should have nothing to do with them whatsoever. And knowing the history of things, as I talk to other blacks, they're outraged. And they clearly look at it from the perspective of, why? What is the purpose? Why are they doing this? We continue to struggle. The history of the nation is what it is. And yet, when you talk about the history of it, people want to throw the books away. Well, we don't want to discuss that anymore. So how can it possibly be? And then we can't even have the dialogue. We can't even have the conversation. We can't have the conversation Republican to Democrat, because people love Donald Trump. They don't care what he's done. People love Joe Biden. And so, but we can't have the conversation. We can't have the dialogue. How can we even begin to fix any of these things without having the dialogue? It's what Sandy and I do. It's a big risk when Sandy comes in and we talk about the fact that our nation has done some offensive things when it comes to our military quests around the world. There are people who I talk to who ask why are we anti-American. We're not being anti-American. We're talking about the facts of what takes place. Why can't adults have adult conversations without people being angry?
We have those conversations. I think the majority of us can have those conversations. I really believe that. I really, really believe there's not, we can have the conversation. I totally agree with you about everything you were talking about with the military and how we're perceived around the world. We better watch what we're doing, and we think we can make everything right for everybody. I 100% agree with that.
So, again, if at some point in time in this country we can't have conversation again with one another without the anger, without the finger pointing, without the hatred, then what is the future of the nation? And so we're at that point right now. The divide is there. People can't act like the divide is not there. It is there. It's clearly there at around every turn. So when you've been around a while, you remember a time when we used to be able to have the discussions and the dialogues as a young man, Sandy, with firing line. I watched two completely different sides, conservative, liberal, and they were able to have these conversations and dialogue with one another. They didn't agree, but it's certainly what happened that we can't do that now.
Is it
the people?
Well, I think the way our society has evolved, what we've all been through, the combined experience, the change in the democratic flavor, I mean, in the flavor of politics. It is true that at that point, when we had, William
Buckley.
William Buckley and
I forgot the other guy's name, but anyway.
Well, I'll tell you his name in a minute. Right. He's an author. Gore Vidal,
yeah,
was frequently his foil. They represented polar opposites of ideology, but the politics of Congress was much more consistent. There was not a big range of, this was sort of Reagan, pre-Reagan period. And we've just moved further and further apart, and we've, the attack on government was not as present then as it is now. Grover Norquist and that attack on government has created a great deal of division as well. So, I can't tell you what that caused the evolution, but we've evolved to something far different than that day.
And it's not good. Hey, Julie, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. You know something.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Sunday.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 71. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 53 tonight. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Upper 70s, Sunday, low 80s, Monday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 71 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 53 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
All right, welcome back to The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. It's Friday. It means Fridays with Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, help us understand this, man, because, you know, only you can do it. Biden praises companies for ending hidden fees. The president recognized several ticketing companies, including Airbnb, SeatGeek, and Ticketmaster parent companies, Live Nation, at the White House, and so all these fees, hidden fees that we get, and we don't know why, and it's really legal.
Well, it's just different ways to express a price, right? I mean, they could give you an all-in price, or they can give you an advertised price and then have some fees that they levy on top of it that add to the price, and so it's sort of like caveat emptor, right? The consumer has to beware. He's got to be careful. Got to check for all the fees.
Yeah. Sandy, the consumer is not aware of any of those things.
That's why they do it, right? That's the devious aspect of it. Advertise a price, but you know, when you're on watching TV and you know, and get one, no, get two. And you know, for $19.99, but then the delivery cost is $26.
So these things, Sandy, buyer beware.
Yeah.
The buyer can't be aware of things they don't know about.
Well, the fees aren't that hidden.
Well, I know
there's a price, and then there's a price, and you see the difference. But, you know, it's like airlines. You buy a ticket, and then you find out that, yeah, but do you want a chair to sit on?
So you
got to buy the chair.
So what?
You want a bag? You got to pay for the bag.
So what Joe Biden is doing is going after what they call junk fees.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, presidents, I think, ought to use their bully pulpit, right? That's what Teddy Roosevelt denominated it. By that, he meant a bully good pulpit to accomplish things by arm twisting. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm confident that what the White House has done is arm twist these people into saying, look, we're going to launch a public attack on you guys for these hidden fees unless you do something about them. And so they've done something about them. And that's the right kind of market approach, right? I mean, it's people, all they're doing is informing the market, maybe inflaming the market into taking some action. And that's causing these people to do the right thing. So, you know, bravo. That's, you know, that's something to be done. You know, I thought that Trump probably over-exercised the bully pulpit, but it's what ought to be done by a president. It's leadership.
So you know, Sandy D'Amore, I know that I've been taken advantage of as it relates to paying bills that I supposedly owe hospitals 5 years after I've had whatever it was I had done.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden they pop up with a $200 bill from 5 years ago that you owe. The insurance didn't do it. And that has been legal because there are people who are saying they're going after this because this practice has been kind of known to be happening in our country, and people have to pay the bill because they don't want their credit messed up.
Right.
So we know those things were occurring and happening, and now there are people who are saying, well, we're going to go after that. Well, you're going to go after it now, but what about all those folks like me who wound up paying all of that, knowing it was not, you know, it may have been frivolous, but legal.
Woe is us. I mean, I'm afraid there isn't.
So much of that stuff, Sandy.
Yeah, there isn't probably a remedy, you know, although, you know, that's what class actions, you know. Lawyers put together class actions, and you get a notice in the mail that you're
$3.
Yeah, unbeknownst to you, you were part of a class action, and you're getting $3,
yeah.
And the lawyer's getting $42
million
because he recovered $200 million for, you know, 100 million people in the class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
aren't a lot of good remedies for that kind of thing. Which is why we have some federal agencies who are looking at Truth in Lending, who are watching over this kind of stuff. One industry that the government does have a lot of leverage over is the health industry, right? Because through Medicare and Medicaid, they're a huge customer. And they probably ought to be doing a lot more. But like I've said before, our health system is so broken that our life expectancies are falling. The access to health care is falling, and people can't afford to get there.
So, listen, so we've got to go to a break, but you're talking about health care. That's an article I pulled up, Sandy. Cancer research is on the table with the debt ceiling because of cuts that they want with the debt ceiling. Research for cancer is going to be – I mean, how crazy can that be, Sandy?
Billions for defense, but not one penny for cancer, right?
it's just, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Sandy, thank you.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Death and destruction in the South. A swirling twister that touched down in Perryton, a community in the Texas Panhandle. At least 3 dead, some 200 homes destroyed. Damage widespread.
Everything was covered to a point I couldn't even get to the fire station.
Fire Chief Paul Dutcher. And 1,000 miles away in Pensacola Beach, Florida, another tornado killed one person. Pope Francis released from a Rome hospital this morning after more than a week. The 86-year-old pontiff had intestinal surgery and a hernia repair and is said to be looking forward to holding Sunday's noontime prayer overlooking St. Peter's Square. The smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to drift across the U.S. Yesterday, states including Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of Illinois saw clouds of smoke affecting air quality. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A construction worker was critically injured at Lambeau Field yesterday. The incident happened on the north end of the stadium where there is work being done on the new scoreboard. The man was extricated by firefighters and attended to by first responders before being taken to the hospital. Thousands of pounds of pork sausage are being recalled. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said Johnsonville LLC of Sheboygan Falls is recalling 42,000 pounds of Better with Cheddar smoked pork sausage links. The USDA wants people to be on the lookout for any 14-ounce packages that have a Best Buy date of July 11, 2023. The problem was discovered when a customer complained about finding strands of black plastic fibers in the product. So far, no one has reported illness or injury. In local sports, the two-time defending champ Denmark Vikings kept their three-peat hopes alive with a come-from-behind victory over Jefferson at Fox City Stadium. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
June is Dairy Month. AgriStaff USA and Kiel says thank you to all Wisconsin dairy farmers. They want to invite you to the Kewaunee County Breakfast on the Farm, Sunday, June 18th from 8 a.m. till noon at Salentine Homestead Dairy, E1669 County Road A in Luxembourg. Enjoy a dairy good breakfast, farm tours, and plenty of activities for the family. This invite was from AgriStaff USA and Kiel, a proud sponsor of the Kewaunee County.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, that can you do anything, man? You got a lot of pull. You got a lot of power, man. But can you do anything to change the look of that sky?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
looks like we're expecting snow, right?
That's above my pay. That's just one step above my pay grade.
Looks like snow squalls or something is coming, man.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
But anyway, Sandy, a healthcare catastrophe is unfolding across the U.S. Now unrestrained by coverage rules enacted earlier in the coronavirus pandemic. Continue to remove people from Medicaid at an alarming clip, mostly for procedural reasons. unrelated to their eligibility for the program. Now, the Kaiser Family Foundation, which has been tracking Medicaid disenrollment since Congress and the Biden White House agreed late last year to begin unwinding pandemic-era coverage protections, you know, maybe we forgot just the things that were put in place that helped the American people during that pandemic, right?
Yeah, I mean, during the pandemic, we actually began to realize why it is that European countries had in place everything. We started putting in place the kind of stuff that because we needed to, right? We needed to make sure people had health care, they weren't dying in the streets, what have you. We just began to do what every other reasonable country in the world has done. We began to trend in that direction, but now we better retrench from that, right? When you take someone off Medicaid, why don't people stand up and say, okay, what's that person, what's the profile of a person who just recently was on Medicaid and gets taken off? Can they afford bronze care? You know,
Absolutely not.
Can they afford the $12,000 of premiums and the $5,000 of deductible before they get any insurance dollars? No, absolutely not. So what's going to happen to that person? Well, they're just going to have to wait till they get sick enough to go to an emergency room and hope that they get through the door so that the hospital has to take care of them. You know, is that a public policy that makes sense?
It is so insane, Sandy, that these people that they're taking off, imagine if they've been ill and they've been seen a doctor and they've been prescribed these medications that are prolonging their lives.
Right.
That just ends.
Or let's say that they have a mental condition that is keeping them in work without them, right. Without the support of the medication and the medical aid they've been getting. They really can't work because of their mental conditions.
Right.
But they get right. They can get right if they get medical care, and then they get off Medicaid. Well, what happens to them? I mean, I don't understand why policymakers don't look at the Tom, Dick, and Mary condition of people who are, you know, below the median income in this country, who are suffering, and particularly suffering vis-a-vis healthcare, and beat their chest and applaud themselves for saving money by taking people off of Medicaid. Why do they think that people? Our healthcare system is so broken that it is true that people who are sick, like you described, are reluctant to get the job that might disqualify them from Medicaid, because as soon as they get disqualified from Medicaid, they can't afford health care.
Well, they're working.
They're working poor people who can't afford health care because the cost of health care is at least the cost of bronze care.
You know, Sandy, what it clearly states and says is your life does not have value. Because if your life is dependent upon Medicaid, you're not going to make it. And to me, Sandy, that is just, again, that just makes no sense whatsoever. A nation like ours doesn't have to take that tack people.
I mean, it is true that some people don't work because they need to qualify for Medicaid, but that isn't proof that they're lazy. It's proof that the medical system is so broken that that's the very most sensible thing. And that U.S. senator who's talking like that, if they were in the very same position, would make the very same decision, because they need medical care and they can't afford it if they disqualify themselves from Medicaid, because our medical system puts them in an island that says, okay, now your option is to get bronze care insurance as the cheapest version of it, which is incidentally way beyond what you can afford.
Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Great. On healthcare, what I'd like to say, there are a couple of points. Number one, there's a law called negligent homicide, and it says when you willingly and knowingly put somebody in harm's way or death, you are guilty of negligent homicide. So how do we develop with, and it really isn't the healthcare. It's the insurance industry that just destroyed most of this. We hold people accountable. when Fox News tells people to take cattle warmer and they die, you got to be held accountable. When they tell them that Dr. Fauci doesn't know what he's doing, you've got to be held accountable. If you think they can't be, well, just hearken back to Dominion. You know what I mean? Yeah, the Dominion said that enough's enough. We're coming after you. But unfortunately, these people don't have the wherewithal of the amount of money you need to get the right attorneys. But on the other hand, there's plenty of young, great attorneys that have just graduated and want to make a name for themselves. I guarantee you that can happen, because remember, they always said you can't sue the tobacco companies. Oh, yeah, it happened. And I think accountability is going to be something we are going to, as Americans, look at for a couple of reasons. One, we all have access to the Internet. We can, with a push of a button, find out the difference between reality and fantasy. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend. You're doing
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just think Bill may be identified. I think insurance companies are not heroes, that's for sure. But insurance companies are playing the game that insurance plays, which is to insure a pool of people and charge them the premium that relates to the cost of that pool. And Obamacare attempted to take care of the insurance problem by mandating that everybody get insurance, and so that the insurance pool would be filled with healthy people who reduce the risk of the cost to the insurance company of providing health insurance. When that mandate went out, healthcare insurance became very expensive, and it became expensive for the reason that it is expensive to insure people who are more probably going to get sick. Insurance is regulated at the state level in almost every state, and so it does get some regulation, but I would assert that the problem is that the private health insurance market without a mandate is just not something that could ever work.
So let me ask you, Sandy, then, based on the way this is structured, insurance companies are never going to volunteer to lose money. You can't force them to do those kinds of things. That's why government had to step forward and do what Obama was creating.
We do force them to cover pre-existing conditions, which is the reason why healthcare insurance has become so expensive, because now we have people who, the most likely people to get insurance are the people who are going to need insurance, some with pre-existing conditions. If we had a mandate and everybody was in the pool, you know, the mandate of insurance actually ends up being a privatized version of Medicare for all, okay? And so when you get start talking about this long enough, you realize that Medicare for all is a very sensible potential outcome here, and one that probably needs to be forcefully pursued politically.
But the people who don't need it are going to say, let's bring Ken in from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
All right. You say what?
There's 20.8 million non-citizens that get free health care in this country. That's 6% of the nation's population that doesn't have to pay a cent for health care because they're not citizens. That's why the prices are the way they are.
Oh,
the people with insurance are paying for the people that don't have insurance.
Oh, well, I don't think that's even. I don't even think that's true, Ken. But I don't think that people who get covered. First of all, if they aren't getting Medicaid, then they aren't getting covered by a government program. And if they're getting covered by going into the emergency room, that has to do with the ability of the hospital to charge its costs that are not directly related to the care that they're giving back through to all of the customers. And that actually is something that hospitals would argue with you about as to whether they're actually capable of doing that. But I think the problem is it cannot be laid to the feet of
illegal immigrants.
And plus the fact many of those illegal immigrants are working and paying taxes. And so they're contributing to the same pool that you and I are contributing to that's paying for the health care that's being borne by the government. So I think it's a point, but I don't buy it, actually.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. No, I have no problem with, there needs to be something set up. I mean, I have no problem. Something needs to be set up so everybody pays their fair share into the pool. So the people that do have the insurance don't have to cover the people that don't have
insurance. So listen to this. In Republican-led Florida, the state with the most disenrollments thus far, close to a quarter of a million, some residents say they've been removed from Medicaid without receiving any notice from the government, finding out about their lack of coverage only when they attempted to schedule a doctor's appointment or pick up a prescription. We never got anything telling us to recertify, say one Florida resident, whose children recently lost their Medicaid coverage. We never got anything. Our children are on medications. I mean, Sandy, we can do better than that, right?
Well, I think we can. I just getting back to what Ken was saying, though, I just question the fact that is the premise for what you're saying, which is that if people are uninsured, the people who have insurance and their insurance companies end up paying the cost of the coverage of the health care that's provided to the uninsured. And I just don't think that that's factually correct. I think it does increase the hospital costs, but I'm not sure that the hospitals are able to persuade the insurance companies that the rates they charge ought to be covering that external cost. Now, it is true that most hospital systems in this country are very successful right now and are running huge surpluses. So in the face of running those surpluses, I again would assert that it's not clear that it's those uninsured that are causing the cost to increase for insureds. But I do agree that we need to find a way to get everybody into the pool. So you and I agree about that. I just don't agree with the premise that you've described.
You know, Sandy, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is publicly bragging about the pace of her state's Medicaid purge. Federal guidance gives states up to 14 months to complete the Medicaid eligibility screenings, which were paused during the coronavirus pandemic. But it does, Sandy, it does go to show that we can do things that will benefit the people, because during the pandemic, whether people liked it or not, we showed what the nation could do, right? I mean, really.
Well, what we did is we recognized the problem society has, which is lots of people not being able to get access to health care. And so we fixed it.
And the system didn't fall apart.
With a temporary Band-Aid. Well, we got increased deficits, so it cost us money. We didn't set up a tax program that was designed to cover it. We didn't have it was a Band-Aid. But we put the Band-Aid on because we recognized we had the wound. Now we're taking the Band-Aid off, but we aren't fixing the wound.
Hey, Jack, hang on. We'll come to you after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This Father's Day, June 18th, come to Kewaunee County Breakfast on the Farm, held at Salatine Farm in Luxembourg, located at E1669 County Road A. Breakfast served from 8 a.m. to noon, $10 for adults, $5 for kids 4 to 12, and free to children 3 and under. This message made possible by Denny's Super Value Foods, located in Algoma, with everything from hamburgers to sweet and sour pork. Come check out Denny's Super Value Foods Daily Deli Specials.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at AARP.
Here's your updated forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 71. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 53 tonight. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Upper 70s Sunday. Low 80s Monday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 71 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 53 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
I got an idea. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams, and what a dreary looking sky. But anyway, let's go to Jack from Merrimack. It's always good to hear from Jack. Hey, Jack, how you doing, man?
Howdy. According to immigrationforum.org, this is the figures that Medicaid supply. Emergency and life-saving services for undocumented immigrants represented 0.2% of Medicaid expenditure. The facts are simply that undocumented immigrants are not eligible for federal health care benefits. And in fact, this is the quote from their fact sheet. Undocumented immigrants, DACA recipients, TPS holders, non-immigrant visa holders are barred from access to most federal benefits, including federal health care programs. So somebody that says 20 million, you know, there are 20 million undocumented people in this country, apparently. That fact seems to check out. But 20 million that are, you know, getting Medicaid benefits? No, not even close. So people that quote that figure are just trying to stir up everybody else. And again, it's a xenophobic attack that they're trying to incite hate, fear, and anger.
You know, Jack, man, thanks for that timely information. You know, Sandy, you kind of pushed back on it right away.
Well, yeah, I think this guy, Ken was asserting when he called in that it was increasing the cost of private insurance for the people who, these undocumented people who would present themselves in emergency rooms, get cared for, not at the expense of Medicaid, but at the expense of the hospital. But I can push back on that. There's no proof that the hospitals are successful at recovering that cost from the rest of the insured. They undoubtedly try to. They undoubtedly try to bury it into their operating costs in a manner that allows them to. But if they were properly regulated, they wouldn't accomplish that.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bob. Hey, good morning, Bob. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Fantastic. Good morning. I have was out driving this morning and couldn't call you earlier when you were talking about the defund the police issue.
Yes, sir.
And I express that a little bit differently. I call it demilitarize the police.
Yes.
And I think we need to have the police be more educated into health issues and mental health so that they can help the people that they have contact with in that regard. I think we'll be farther ahead if we do that. And
we're all talking about trying to return policemen to something more like Officer Krupke.
The beat guy.
Officer Krupke. In the West Side Story, remember him? you know, the guy that everyone likes, actually, and respects and knows. I just think we have to find a way. Police have to find a way to put themselves back into the community in a way that's more hospitably a part of the community than they've become ever since Nixon set up the programs to give the police all kinds of modern weapons and modern equipment. I think they've moved in the direction of riding around in cars and wearing
the military
wearing belts and that weigh 25 pounds because of all the military hardware.
You know, when you see, you know, I've driven through my community and saw what I thought were soldiers. They had the armored vehicle, and they had guys dressed not in police garb, but in actual fatigue military outfits. They've got all of those things. And Bob, you are right. I mean, we don't need the army in the cities. We really don't.
Thing, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Is that?
Oh, go ahead.
Is what they've done is moved so that the police can live outside of the district that they serve.
Yeah, it hasn't helped. To be honest with you, in the city, it certainly has not helped, and maybe it's done wonders for those law enforcement people who can live outside of this city. But it certainly is not beneficial for the citizens of the city. Thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. You know, Sandy, it is more than a notion. And every morning, we try to find subjects and things that we can talk about and share with our listening audience. We are very mindful of the fact that, you know, this is not about Sandy and Earl. And, you know, if that's the case, we can come in here and talk about a whole lot of other things. Sandy and I have a lot in common, but we try to talk about things that will pique the curiosity of you, the listening audience. We are very appreciative of all of you who call. And you know, there are times when maybe if we don't get calls, I think sometimes that you're not listening, but then I know you're there. And so, you know, we'll just continue to try to bring interesting subject matter every time we're on the air.
We'll try to be counselors. tell me, what is it you're afraid of? No, but, you know, I do think that, you know, you have to provoke an audience with thoughts. And sometimes those thoughts can seem to be overly provocative. But that's part of the process of coaxing one another into a conversation, and hopefully we achieve that.
And I can tell you, if you've ever done radio, you will understand that radio is nothing without the listeners. So it's all about you, and we encourage you to continue to listen and tell others about us, as Sandy and I will continue to do the best we can to bring you insightful radio, as the entire civic media platform does. Have a great weekend. And Sandy, they said the sun was going to come out, man. Where is it at?
This is the haze.
This is what's Canada?
Hazy day. This could be Canada. You know, we always worried about Canada, but we never worried about it invading us quite this way. So,
no, man. Yeah. I mean, I guess it doesn't look like the sun and the blue sky is going to come out today, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to. But okay. It's not, like I said, it's not my purview.
We got to go. Thank you, Calvin, for a great week. Thank everybody for listening. I'll be back on next week on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm